Okay, we've been speaking a little bit about the Pidyon Maaser Sheni. We know that Maaser Sheni is when I have my produce, so after I separate Trumos, after I separate Maaser Rishon, I give my Truma to a Kohen, my Maaser Rishon to a Levi. Then there are certain years in which I offer Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is I take my produce and I bring it to Yerushalayim and I eat it there. We've spoken thus far, and I want to go over this, we're going to reference some things tonight. We've spoken thus far about a couple major topics. Number one, the status of the Maaser Sheni. How much is it Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyo? It really belongs to you or it really belongs to Hashem? We spoke about how much is it really like a carbon or is it not like a carbon? A lot of nafkaminas and implications of that. We spoke about how you bring it to Yerushalayim, what you're allowed to do with it, sicha, anointing yourself, achila, eating it, different things that you can do with the Maaser Sheni. Is it really a mitzvah? And we've been speaking the last couple of weeks about the din of Pidyon Maaser Sheni, that you have the ability to take your Maaser Sheni and to transfer that kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto money and machlokes, Rambam, and the Ravid, also onto whether also other payros, and bring that to Yerushalayim and eat that instead in Yerushalayim. What I want to try to do tonight is to introduce an important question. In doing so, I want to try to fulfill, at least on some level, what is one of the objectives of this shiur, which is to introduce us in general to Torah that maybe we would not encounter as much and to sort of, again, give us some good background. I want to speak a little bit tonight about what exactly is accomplished with Pidyon Maaser Sheni. We've referenced some ideas in the past, but what are you really doing when I'm Pidyon Maaser Sheni? On the level of halachic mechanism, what is really happening? To introduce that, I want to begin with the following. Again, this will be a little bit of a long introduction. I hope it, on some level it's helpful. We find Dine Pidyon in a lot of areas of halacha. The idea of you giving money and you somehow redeeming something exists in a lot of different areas of halacha. And many of the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, it comes up already, it's clear in Chazal, many Achronim. Contrast Pidyon Maaser Sheni with other kinds of pidyons. What are these other kinds of pidyons? This again is to give some background so that we're able to, probably next week, compare and contrast a little bit better. But there are a couple other situations, a couple of things where you have pidyon. Number one, which is going to be the most critical for us in light of the things that we've seen thus far, is pidyon hektish. Certain things are considered to be hektish, and you are allowed or able to be poded them. If you look in Chumash, again, it makes sense we want to compare it because if Maaser Sheni is like a carbon, so whatever I say about Pidyon Hektish, how much is that similar to what I say about Pidyon Maaser Sheni? The capacity to remove Kedusha. In Chumash, you find Dine Pidyon in regards to three different items. Chumash, it's Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Parsh B'Chukosai, I believe. One is Behema Temeya, if you have a carbon that is a Behema Temeya, or what Rashi explains, the Pasuk really means by Behema Temeya, which was an animal that was good when I sanctified it, that then got a mum, that it then became a Baal mum, there's a din of Pidyon. So I have an animal that I tried to sanctify to be a carbon, but now I can't offer it as a carbon. It's Behema Temeya, or it's a behema, that's a baal mum, you can do something called pidyon. You're able to redeem it. I can give a certain amount of money, remove at least a lot of the kedusha from that animal, and probably eat it more or less in a normal way. Pidyon of hektish. There's also pidyon of hektish when it comes, because it's aside, the Chumash speaks about it, in regards to bayis and sadeh. If you sanctified a home or a field, so that's not the kind of thing which you're going to offer on the Mizbeah. That's not the same kind of hektish. That's what's called hektish of Bedek HaBayis. That is where I donate to the Beis HaMikdash money. It is not inherently kadosh. It's not going to be offered as a karban, but rather, hektish will be able to use the value or the money you get from these things for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. There's also pidyon for Bedek HaBayis. But we're going to focus on, for a couple of minutes tonight, Pidyon Hektish, which is where you have these things that were given as a karban. They become Psulei HaMukdashim. They become, let's say, a Baal Mum. And now you're able to be poda'in. Now, there are a lot of discussions as far as what exactly you are doing when you are poda'in something from Hekdesh. Rav Elchanan Kovei Tza'aros in Siman Nundalid raises a question. Rav Chaim raises in a piece in Hilchos Maaser Sheni that we'll speak about hopefully at greater length potentially next week. And that's the following. What am I really doing on the level of like the mechanism when I'm poda'in Hekdesh? Two possibilities. Number one, again, I'm using money. So to what extent am I really essentially buying it from Hekdesh? The main thing I'm doing is transferring ownership. I have an animal right now that belongs to Hekdesh, and I am giving money in order to buy it out of the reshus of Hekdesh. So now it becomes mine. As a result of it now becoming mine and no longer becoming Hekdesh, it loses some of its kedusha. But primarily, maybe pidyon is not that different from a regular purchase of any other item. I can buy a sweater from Yona, or I can buy this car butt in certain cases. He's not here. I can buy this car butt in certain cases from Hekdesh. But it's primarily like a maisa of mekach umemkar. Alternatively, maybe pidyon is not a pidyon Hekdesh. Again, Rav Elchanan speaks about this. Other achronim also. That maybe pidyon Hekdesh is not so much of like a regular maisa of mekach umemkar of like buying it, but maybe something else. Maybe what I'm really doing is I am removing kedusha. The Torah taught me that one of the ways that you remove kedusha is by giving money towards Hekdesh. And then once I've removed kedusha, so now I'm allowed to partake in it, to eat it, to consume it in that kind of a way. So when we speak about pidyon of Hekdesh, we're speaking about a pidyon, because it's very important. These are psukim and chumash. But we're speaking about how, what are you really doing? Important question, achronim. I'm buying it from Hekdesh, or I'm removing its kedusha. For some achronim, we'll see in a little bit, this of Salvatic suggests, maybe both ideas are true when it comes to the Rav Meir, we'll see the Rav in a little bit, to a pidyon Hekdesh. I'm doing two things. The carbon I can't use right now because it belongs to Hekdesh and it's holy. And I'm trying to do both. That's one kind of pidyon. Let's speak about another kind of pidyon. Pidyon haben. That's also called a pidyon. That's also removing a status. You had a firstborn son, not the firstborn son of a Kohen or a Levi, or Bas Levi, you have firstborn, all Yisraels. That kid you have to engage in pidyon haben. Now that pidyon is a very different kind of pidyon from the pidyon that takes place with kachim. How come? Because your firstborn son, at least the pashtus, is not like Hekdesh. There's no like iser hana of your firstborn son for the first 30 days. You can get hana. Now, I would point out, if you ever hang out with infants less than 30 days, it's not so clear what the hana is that they would be able to give over, other than a smile. I don't think they smile at that age even. Which they can hold on to your finger sometimes. That's a reflex that starts pretty early. That's, I don't know. Whatever it would be. But pidyon haben at its core, so what is pidyon haben? What's pidyon haben? Some suggest, machlokes have been shown him a couple years ago, we spoke about Bechoros and Kayetzman for these discussions. But is pidyon haben, the way many we've shown him understand it, maybe it's not about removing kedusha at all. Maybe pidyon there just means I have a requirement to give money to a Kohen. I have a requirement, dini mamonos, kind of halacha, I have a chov to a Kohen. Every firstborn means I have a chov to a Kohen. Or, maybe, there really is some kind of a mitzvah, or some kind of a kedusha. If you look as an example, the Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon's very famous, took one mar makom from that discussion, but you Ben, Shari Yosher, George number 7, Hey, Chaf Hey, Reb Shimon argues that Pidyon HaBen has two components. Pidyon HaBen is not just a matnas kahuna of giving it to a Kohen. It's not just giving over money, but it's also that the lashon of Pidyon implies Nasa Eza Inyan Chadash, it does do something to the firstborn. That pidyon always implies a certain kind of status change. It's a certain kind of mitzvah. It may not be removing a certain kind of kedusha or iser hana, but it is doing something. There's some sort of a change, albeit it may be Eza Inyan Shel Histalkus HaKedusha, maybe something you lost, maybe that's possible. You have another kind of pidyon. Again, we're introducing ideas. Many of these are in Pesukim and Chumash, but to give some background, of pidyon peter chamor. What is pidyon peter chamor? If you have a chamor that is a behemah tmeya, the only behemah tmeya that has this din, a chamor has its firstborn, its bechor, that is called peter chamor, and you have to engage in pidyon peter chamor. What does that mean? I have my firstborn chamor. I have to give a seh to a kohen or money the value of the chamor to a kohen. According to one day on the Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Test, the way the Minchas Chinuch understands it, what's the purpose of that pidyon? So pidyon hektish is about removing kedusha potentially from the animal. Pidyon haben is about, maybe it's like the monetary thing, but maybe it's about removing some kedusha we can't see. Pidyon peter chamor may be about removing an iser hana'ah. You can't derive benefit for one day in Chazal from the chamor, the firstborn of the chamor, initially, aser b'hana'ah, and pidyon is not removing kedusha, but rather the pidyon there is removing iser hana'ah. That's what it is. So the fact that the Torah uses the phrase pidyon, pidyon can have different implications for how it works. And just to articulate it for a second, sometimes pidyon appears to be almost a more monetary kind of payment. Pidyon is, I'm buying this from Hektish. Pidyon is, I owe money to a Kohen. One day in Chazal thinks pidyon peter chamor is also, I owe money to a Kohen. It's more monetary. It's a way of describing a certain kind of monetary transaction. Just, it's a kind of monetary transaction which affects a certain kedusha. Or pidyon is more of its own unique idea. It's all about a direct way of like removing kedusha from certain items. So we speak about pidyon for pidyon, which we're speaking about pidyon meister sheni. We have to compare it and contrast it to other kinds of pidyons. Again, tonight we're really introducing things. As far as clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. I don't know how much of this. How many of us like know all this already before? Just 1, 2, and 3. Okay. An additional question which comes up about pidyons is how you relate to the pidyons on the level of mitzvah or matir. Are these things which you, it's a mitzvah to do it, or they're just really, it's a matir? If you decide you want to do certain things, so this is how you do it. As an example, we all know, b'lis shum safek, I think, pidyon haben is a mitzvah. Sugyas in Mesachas Kiddush and Daf Chav Tes, the 8th parak of Mesachas Bechoros, pidyon haben is a mitzvah to redeem the firstborn. What about pidyon psulei hamukdashim? What about an animal that you sanctify that has a mum? It has a blemish. So you can't offer as a carbon. Pesukim in Parshas Emor. So now what do I want to do? I want to redeem that on some level. I want to be poed to it. If you look in certain days in Chazal, it sounds like that is just a hefter. If you want to, you have the right to. If you want to, you have the right to. The Rambam happens to hold, and say for our mitzvot asay peivav, Rambam Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, sources 3 and 4. The Rambam holds that pidyon is a mitzvah. It's not just a matir to allow you, if you want to use this item, this is what you do, but it's a mitzvah, says the Rambam. Shetzivanu liftos mashen ischadish bomum min akachim v'yatzel lechulin v'yemutter lishchot oso v'leochla. So some pidyons, not only are we not sure what we're really doing, are we primarily removing kedusha? Are we removing Isser Hana'ah? Are we removing some other kind of kedusha? Are we just doing a monetary acquisition, which happens to impact certain things. But how do we relate to these pidyonos? Are they mitzvahs or not? Pidyon haben a mitzvah. Pidyon petach chamor. So probably a mitzvah. Something else called a refas petach chamor. Have to know how that fits together with it. And something else called the mitzvah of psule hamukdash. Are these mitzvahs or not? That's a question. One last additional point. We've been speaking about pidyon taking place with money. But when we compare them, do they all really work the same way? Do they have the same halachas? We spoke about a pidyon meister sheni has to be done with kesef, kesef dafka. Sugin b'choro, shavik kesef is not like kesef. And we spoke about how not only kesef, but you have to add a chomesh when the Baal himself does it. Is that true for these other things also? Does it require dafka kesef or shavik kesef also okay? So pidyon hektish is a Mishnah, I believe, in Erechin and Daf Chav Zayin. That is clear that Shavik Kesef works for that. So when we start comparing and contrasting, figuring out what is the primary goal of each pidyon, so we have a lot of different options about how you do it. Are you supposed to do it or just allowed to do it? And what is the primary mechanism at place? Many Rishonim, again, I gave this all as an introduction, because when you learn any of these sugyas, you're going to find Rishonim that compare it and contrast it to different shilas about how you do it and questions like this. Can I be poda something that I don't own? Can I be poda your son for you? Can I be poda your Petr Chamor for you? Can I be poda your Psui Mekdashim for you? Can I be poda your Meiser Sheni for you? Discussions in Tosfos and Mesach Baba Kama. How we compare and how we contrast them. Am I able to, next week's topic, Bli Neder will be, can I poda things not for their monetary value? Can I do it in Hektish, a Gemara in Bat Metzia? Can I do it in Maitre Sheni, Sugyas in Tosfos, etc.? How are we doing this far? One, two, and three. I'm going to just go one additional area of halacha. You have what is similar to a pidyon in two other contexts. This Rav Lichtenstein, an article he wrote, or his Talmidim wrote, in a long article about the Hagdara of Kesef, Rav Lichtenstein points out you find something similar to pidyon in two other contexts. One is avodah zarah, and one is shviyas. We'll speak about shviyas for a second. About, I don't know, probably six, too long ago, about 5 years ago, we spoke about shviyas in this slot. So let's talk a little bit about one element of shviyas. What is pidyon? I spend money on something, it removes its kedusha and puts it on the money itself. In Shviyas, as an example, you find what's similar to a pidyon Shviyas with an exception. When I buy Shviyas products, you know what happens? My money gets the Kedusha just like pidyon. However, the produce stays holy. Avodah Zarah is a similar halacha. That sometimes when I give money, it loses the item I purchase on some level, loses Kedusha. In Kachim, in Meiser Sheni, in Pidyon Haben, in Pidyon Petr Chamor. But sometimes when I give money, the money becomes Kadosh, stays Kadosh, like in Shviyas and Avodah Zarah. So part of the question is to figure out what are also the differences between the Pidyons that remove and the Pidyons that acquire Kedusha and don't remove Kedusha. So again, all we did thus far in the first, I don't even know how long it's been going on for, in the first 18 minutes, all we've done thus far is really sort of raise questions, introduce different kinds of pidyonos, so that we'll be able to, first of all, in general, we come across these things which will come up, pidyons, we'll be able to know what are some of the issues to ask, and it will allow us to compare and contrast well, as we'll do in a second, at least one issue. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Raziel, it's your world. It may be a point. It may be just more when you buy Shviyas produce, that's what happens. You know, I want to go purchase something which is Shviyas, and suddenly, oh my gosh, my money's cut us off. Okay. When it comes to pidyon meiser sheni, so you have a very important discussion in some of the achronim. It really is as roots pretty clearly in some of the rishonim, but I want to just, you know, talk about some of the issues. We raised the question of mitzvah or matir Is it more of a mitzvah or more of a matir? But Ezra Hashem, we'll see. That's a fair question with Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Is it more of a mitzvah or a matir? We may see there may be differences about Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, Meiser Sheni Bizman Beis HaMikdash. What about the following question? Pidyon Meiser Sheni, what are you doing fundamentally? I'm going to speak a little bit quickly right now. Hopefully this can be on some level helpful. You do appear to have some achronim, this may be the Orsamech, Nechos Erechen, that maintains Pidyon Meiser Sheni has nothing to do with the regular dinim of monetary acquisitions at all. All you're doing in Pidyon Meiser Sheni, Chilul Kedusha. You're removing Kedusha and putting it on here. This is not a regular purchase. Lefi that, you may have an easier time explaining why Shavuot Kesef doesn't work. Shavuot Kesef in general works for regular purchases. If I give you the value of the item, it works also. But here we may be makbid dafka in a different kind of mechanism. It's all about removing kedusha, and it's not about purchasing, shifting in whose domain it's in at all. It's not like that at all. That's one mahalach opinion, Meiser Sheni. You're just transferring kedusha. Alternatively, Reb Chaim maintains in Meiser Sheni. It's a little bit of a question how exactly you read Reb Chaim, but a minimum it is also a monetary acquisition. A minimum it's also like dinim of kesef. It's like Dine Kesef. Now, Rav Chanan and the Kovitz German Chelik Beis make Rav Chaim a little bit differently, but that's at least one what Rav Chaim seems to hold in Chushiyah Grach. If you look at it here, in source number 14, Dine B'Pidyon Meiser Sheni Ikeshnei Dvarim. One is Etzem HaChilul, Masha Mischal Kedusha Sameiser Sheni Alachulin, V'Od Yesh Bazeh Din Kinyan Kesef. That it also works through a Kinyan Kesef. That's what Meiser Sheni really is. Okay. Why does this matter and is this true? Is Pidyon Meiser Sheni more of a just removing Kedusha? That's one way of doing it. It's more like Pidyon Hekdesh, not at all like Pidyon HaBen, which may be more monetary. Or does it also, the way Chaim understands it, also is rooted in Kinyan Kesef. Also rooted in Kinyan Kesef. Why does this matter? So here, we're going to reference some things that we saw in the past. I'm going to speak a little bit quickly. But hopefully it can be clear. This is a little bit in Reb Chaim. Reb Lichtenstein elaborates on what we're going to say right now. Lichora, in order to argue, how much does a pidyon have like a monetary, like I'm purchasing it and transferring ownership? In Kachim, that idea makes sense. The carbon right now belongs to Hekdesh. What am I doing when I give over Kesef? I'm purchasing it, and it's changing domains. What about in Meiser Sheni? Is Meiser Sheni really in a different domain to begin with? Could Reb Chaim be correct? Is Pidyon Sheni, is it possible to argue that when I'm poed in Meiser Sheni, I'm acquiring it from the domain of Meiser Sheni or not? Well, was that Talayan? I would think it's Talayan. Is it Mamon Gavor or Mamon Hedyo? The Gemara Mesachas Pesachim and Kiddushim we saw. Does Meiser Sheni belong to me or not? If Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa, so then I could speak about Pidyon Meiser Sheni like Reb Chaim, that when I'm Podem Meiser Sheni, I'm buying it. It's in the Rishus Gavoa. It belongs to Hekdesh right now, and I am purchasing it from Hekdesh to become mine. In that sense, also, I would look over think, at least Pidyon Meiser Sheni will share certain things in common with Pidyon Hekdesh. They both are in the Rishus of Gavoa, and when I'm poed to it, Kinyan Kesef, I am purchasing and transferring the ownership on some level.
What's the Mamon Gavoa?
Okay. But if I understand, 1 second, that it's really, no, I'm removing it from Mamon Gavoa now. My money becomes Mamon Gavoa. The payers itself I can now consume. The payers themselves lose all the goods when I do it. I bought it for now, Chulin for me. Or, alternatively, but if I hold that Meiser Sheni's Mamon Hedyo, it still belongs to me, so then, how could I possibly speak about it as transferring, that it's like a Kinyan Kesef? I understand Kinyan Kesef means you're transferring ownership. It belonged to Gavoa, I bought those payros, my money becomes holy, but those payros are now mine, they're regular Chulin. But if it was always belonging to Mamon Hedyo, so can I really suggest that? In a certain sense, what I would suggest is that if it's Mamon Hedyot, it really belongs to me already, then it's much more similar to Pidyon HaBen. My son before Pidyon HaBen, look at here, we had one. My son before Pidyon HaBen did not belong to a Kohen. It wasn't a different domain. It's a pidyon where it's already in my property. So what's the pidyon of Maaser Sheni? If it's Mamon Hedyot, it doesn't really belong to Hekdesh. Look over, it's not really about transferring. How are we thus far as the clarity? 1, 2, and 3. Parentheses. Unless you maintain what we spoke about earlier in the year, which is, even if Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, remember we saw Mahal for Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav quotes it, that even if Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, it's not really Mamon Hedyot. All Mamon Hedyot means is you're allowed to treat it like it's yours for certain purposes, but you have a lot of limitations in what you can do with Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni itself, really on some level, does still belong to Gavoa, which means that even if it's Mamon Hedyot, you could still understand how Pidyon is about purchasing it from Rishus Hekdesh, because even Mamon Hedyot still belongs to Hekdesh, close parentheses. Let's chaz what we spoke about tonight and try to put things together so we can really be just good and clear. All I wanted to do tonight was to ask a lot of questions and to share a lot of information and hopefully to contextualize some of what we're doing. In general, we spoke about how Maaser Sheni, this is going to be hopefully it's all putting together. Maaser Sheni is unique. On the one hand, it's in Seder Zra'im. On the one hand, it's in the series of things like Truma and Maaser Rishon, and we relate to it as far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and things like that. On the other hand, Maaser Sheni has elements that remind us much more of the world of Kachem. The Pidyon is a good test case. We want to figure out, what is Pidyon Maaser Sheni really like? So there are Pidyons that take place in different areas of Halacha. And sometimes Pidyons are really more monetary. It's about transferring ownership or money I owe to a Kohen. And sometimes Pidyons are much more about like removing Kedusha, changing status in an item. Because Pidyons, some of them may really do both. And we're trying to point out that Pidyon Maaser Sheni, it's not so clear what it really is. Is Pidyon Maaser Sheni, to say it as follows, I have fruit. I can't bring those fruit to Yerushalayim. So I give money to Hekdesh. Am I buying those fruit, making those fruit now mine again? It's a kinyan kesef. I can do whatever I want with those fruit now. I can eat them. Just my money becomes kadosh. I have to bring that to Yerushalayim. Or it's mine already. All I'm really doing is removing Kedusha. And when I remove Kedusha, now I'm transferring Kedusha. Now it belongs to the kesef, and now I bring it forward. Those are some of the questions. What we're going to speak about next week are one or two like specific contexts where questions come up about Pidyon Maaser Sheni. It will give us, Be'ez Hashem, good insight into Pidyon Maaser Sheni and also some important halachas about Pidyon Hekdesh. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.